Welcome to the Dennison Lubricants Podcast. My name is Scott Bierian. I'm the marketing manager. I'm here today with Fred Frazee, who is the automotive sales manager. And today we're here to talk about Oilsm and the history behind the brand. Fred is originally from Glastonbury, Connecticut. Worked for over 20 years at the White & Bagley Company. Started Equilube in 1987. Sold to Dennison Lubricants in 2001. Worked at Dennison for 15 years. And Fred has been working with the Oilsm brand for over 49 years. Fred, when was the brand first introduced?
White & Bagley was founded in Worcester, Mass. In 1888 and began selling industrial lubricating products like steam cylinder oils and belt dressings and so forth. Then in 1905, White & Bagley introduced the Oilsm brand, which roughly coincided with the introduction of the first automobiles. The Oilsm brand continued to be produced and marketed by White & Bagley until the end of 1986, when it was sold to the Dryden Oil Company. This was a few years after the only male heir, Trip Bagley, was tragically killed. Dryden Oil focused on heavy-duty oils, basically ignoring the Oilsm brand, which was predominantly an automotive brand. The brand declined in popularity because of a lack of interest by Dryden, and continued to decline after Dryden was purchased by Castrol. Now the brand is owned by Dennison Lubricants, which has restored the brand to a full line of products and packages and is aggressively marketing it.
What were the other competing brands at that time?
Some of the older, fairly popular brands that competed against Oilsm were Amely, Kendall, Quaker State, Pennzoil, and gas station motor oil brands like Mobil and Getty and Gulf and so forth.
Can you talk a little about motor oils used in 1905 up until around 1940?
Yeah, early motor oils were single grades, no multi-grades like 1030 and so forth. They were sold like SAE 20, SAE straight 30 and so forth. And they really didn't have much in the way of additives, so all they did really was lubricate and carry away heat. And by lubricating, what I mean is that they prevented metal-to-metal contact. And so they made the moving parts inside the engine slippery, but they really didn't do much else. The popular theory at the time was that the real quality oils came from crude oils drilled and refined in Pennsylvania, because as these oils came out of the ground, they were more pure than oils that came from other areas, like mid-continent crudes like Texas and so forth. But then during the 40s, during World War II, there was a new refining process that was developed called solvent refining. And the development of solvent refining resulted in the products being of the same quality once they were refined, regardless of where the crude came from.
One of the slogans for Oilsm is the choice of champions. What do you know about the marketing strategy behind this position?
Well, there were a lot of slogans that White & Bagley used to market Oilsm. One of them was more race cars, more Indianapolis 500 races were won by cars using Oilsm than any other brand. They also used to advertise that no race car drivers were ever paid to use Oilsm. In those days, most race car drivers were also the owners of the cars. And they used to buy Oilsm to use in their race cars because they knew that it was a super quality and super performing product. Later on, when sponsorship became more popular, White & Bagley and Oilsm took a back seat because the company steadfastly refused to pay drivers or car owners to advertise Oilsm, even though there were other stickers being shown on the cars. In lots of cases, these car owners and mechanics and drivers would actually pay for Oilsm, even though they could get the other oils for free.
Could you please tell us more about your time at the White & Bagley Company?
Sure. It was a great experience. White & Bagley was family-owned, and it was a relatively small company. So you knew everybody in the company, and it was a real good experience all the way around. being associated with Denison Lubricants now is a mirror image of my experience at White & Bagley. With all the consolidations taking place in this industry, it's comforting to be employed by a family-owned company that is not caught up in the acquisition frenzy.
Oilsum memorabilia is very popular among collectors. Could you tell us more about this nostalgic brand?
Well, because of the fact that it's been around for so long, and it's a local brand, and its popularity resulted in the collectability of the Oilsum memorabilia, whether it be signs or clothing or anything with the Oilsum logo, is highly collectible. Matter of fact, it's probably the number one most popular memorabilia in the gas and oil industry. I've heard of Oilsum signs that have gone for as much as $15,000 to collectors. And interesting about the logo is that most of the logos up until very recently featured a caricature of a race car driver. He had goggles and a cap. That guy was actually, his name was Oswald, and he was Mr. Bagley the First's private chauffeur. And so they took a picture of him and made the logo out of his face, which is something that not everybody realizes. But it's a great brand to own in terms of a collectible. It's also a very great product to use in your car today.
That concludes this brief recording. Visit us online at denlube.com. To contact us directly, our email is online@denlube.com. We have a full line of oils and products, including motor oil, ATF, bar and chain oil, heavy-duty engine oil, and diesel exhaust fluid. Thank you for your time today, Fred.
You're very welcome.